Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast, and welcome to the August edition of Netflix and Phil. I'm one of your co-hosts, Phil Smith, a.k.a. Phil the Filipino, and welcome again to the ongoing series in which I will recommend different shows to you that you'll find on various streaming sites, such as Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, etc. But for this month, I will be going back to the well of Apple TV, and I continue to tell people Apple TV has given me the best bang for my buck as far as all of the streaming sites are concerned. It's the one that I pay the least amount of money for, but also cranks out the most consistent amount of hits. And this, I think, will be my fourth Apple TV show that I've recommended. And then we've also reviewed a movie, my friend Kire and I, sometime last year as well. So I'm telling you guys, even if you don't have an Apple device, Apple TV is accessible to you. Don't sleep on these shows, this one included, that we're going to be talking about here today. But for any of you brand new listeners, welcome to the Wait For It Podcast. And if you're not necessarily looking for a new show to binge, or if you're looking for a different type of episode, not to worry. Make sure to check out our library. I promise there is something here for everybody. And for all of you returning listeners to Netflix and Phil, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for all of the support. Recently, we have done episodes on Stranger Things Season 4. Before that, I did Under the Banner of Heaven. And then back in May, I did another Apple TV show called Severance, which, if you haven't listened to that episode or checked out that show, definitely make sure you go listen to that next. Again, like I said, Apple TV is cranking out absolute bangers when it comes to content, and I think a lot of you will really, really enjoy them. And that includes today's show, which is called Trying. And I, oddly enough, had not heard of this show until very, very recently, thanks to the Cult of Lasso, Ted Lasso fan page over on Instagram. Shout out to you. And they stated, like, if you were really into the wholesomeness of Ted Lasso, this show will definitely fill in that void that Ted Lasso has left while it is currently filming season 3. And let me tell you, Trying has wholesomeness in droves, and I'm really excited to talk to you guys about it here today. Let's start with a synopsis of the show. The series follows Nikki and Jason, a couple who really want to become parents, but struggle with conceiving a child. In order to have the baby, they decide they want to adopt, only to face a whole new list of challenges and surprises that come with the adoption process. Nikki and Jason are played by Rafe Spall and Esther Smith, respectively. Rafe has been in projects such as Shaun of the Dead, Prometheus, and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Honestly, he looks so different in this. I didn't even notice or recognize him as Eli Mills from Fallen Kingdom. Totally different character that he plays here. Esther has been in projects such as Black Mirror, as well as the London show of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which my sister recently told me was absolute garbage. So don't hold that against her. I promise you, she is fantastic. Now, for any of you that do decide to go into this show, I do want to mention that the first episode starts off relatively not safe for work, so maybe don't watch it in front of kids or anyone you'd be embarrassed in front of. It's not anything like really graphic, it's just kind of a funny way to introduce these characters, and it's not necessarily something you'd, it's like one of those scenes you wouldn't want someone to just walk in on while you're watching. I'll put it that way. Now, Nikki and Jason are in their 30s, and they're trying to hang on to that sense of youth. The desire to stay up late and pull up all-nighters like they used to is there, but is it realistic or doable? Not necessarily. As I mentioned in the synopsis, they're ready to be parents. I mean, at least they think they are. As someone who is thrusted into parenthood unexpectedly, I don't think that one can ever truly be ready. Another reason I've identified with this show is that I am a product of adoption. Now, my adoption story is a little bit different. I didn't sit in the system like a lot of kids do, unfortunately, but I still have a soft spot for those kids that do grow up in that system. So a story centered around the adoption process with a comedic spin really stood out to me right out of the gate. Now, while Jason and Nikki do find themselves in some outlandish situations, their journey is very grounded. which I think is difficult to do in a lot of dramedies. They're either so bleak or way too over the top. For example, I love How I Met Your Mother, and that's not necessarily a dramedy, but most of the circumstances the main characters find themselves are unrealistic and extravagant. Jason and Nikki are stagnant in their careers. They want to upgrade to a larger apartment but can't afford it, and they've been shaped and molded by families that aren't necessarily the closest, and maybe there's some generational trauma there too. They're flawed, and we see that early on. For example, in an early episode, Jason meets up with one of his exes, and we learn that Jason probably wasn't the best partner in the past. And that's the point, isn't it? We probably all weren't very good versions of ourselves back then. We were all just trying our best with the intention of being better than yesterday's version of ourselves, and we see that in Jason and Nikki. I also really love the fact that while the adoption story is right at the surface, it doesn't submerge the opportunity for other plot points. Jason and Nikki's counterparts are their friends, Erica and Freddie, a married couple who are about to bring their second child into the world. Their relationship brings a nice juxtaposition to where Jason and Nikki are. Bringing a child into their lives may indeed make them whole, while it's having the opposite effect on Erica and Freddie. There's also Nikki's sister Karen, who has been largely single and, as she puts it, lonely for most of her life, finds herself in a relationship with a little bit of a turd named Scott. Now, Scott's not necessarily a bad person, and even he has some redeeming qualities that we are shown later on. And we also see Nikki see through his bullshit and kind of attempt to put him in his place, but the returns are questionable, to say the least. But it's really, really nice that there are other things going on, as opposed to just focusing on the difficulty and the stress and everything that goes on behind the scenes when it comes to adoption. I think we can all appreciate a really fleshed out show. The comparison that I will make is one of the worst things an open world video game can do, right, is offer up all the space in the world to wander around, but fill it with absolutely nothing interesting. This show provides you with plenty of backstory and side plot and stays away from stereotypical baby fever. I do have to take a quick moment to shout out the music in the show. I was finding myself using Shazam, yes, people still do use that app, at the end of basically every single episode. A lot of the music is helmed by Maisie Peters, who I was not familiar with before, but she is now very present in my playlist rotation. If you've been listening to Netflix and Phil for a while, you know that I generally get really emotionally invested in my shows. And I know a lot of people approach shows the same way. If I don't connect with the main characters in some way, shape, or form, I typically feel like I'm wasting my time. And I just can't help but root for these two. I said this on Twitter the other day, Jason and Nikki are in the running for my favorite TV couple. I've binged through the first two seasons, and I started the third season. It's currently ongoing on Apple TV. If you're curious, season one has an 86% tomato meter from critics, 94% audience score. Season 2 has a 100% tomato meter score from critics and a 98% audience score. And Season 3 only has an audience score available right now, which is 100%. This show debuted in May of 2020, so it surprises me that I only recently heard of it. Again, shout out to Cold of Lasso on Instagram. And it definitely feels like it's flying under the radar, which doesn't surprise me too much because, like I said, Apple TV continues to be slept on. So if you're thinking about jumping in, there are so many shows for you to choose from between this, Ted Lasso, Mythic Quest, Severance, not to mention plenty of movies that are on there as well that I plan on checking out down the line. So I think you guys will really, really enjoy this. I think you'll fall in love with the characters just as much as I have, and not just the two main characters. As I mentioned, the side characters are given plenty to do. They're given their own plot points. They're given their own character growth, and I always really, really love that. And these episodes are compact. They're about 30 to 35 minutes long. And as I mentioned, you can binge season one and season two right now if you really wanted to. But guys, that'll be it for this month's episode of Netflix and Phil. If you end up watching this show, please let me know on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Wait For It Podcast, or over on Twitter at Wait For It Pod. Or if you want to reach out to me directly, I'm at Phil the Filipino everywhere. F-I-L-I-P-I-N-O. You can reach out to me. Whether you are a first time or a long time listener, you can find the show anywhere you listen to your podcast. Please, please, if you can, leave us a 5-star review. It helps drive us up the charts in this very, very crowded podcast space, and it helps us stand out. We really appreciate it. Make sure to check out the show notes for the YouTube link to all of our live streams. And call to action, if you are here in Jacksonville and you have not seen that, we will be watching a live screening of RRR next week, Thursday, August 25th at Sunray Cinema here in Jacksonville. Tickets are available now. Again, just go to our Instagram page. You'll see all the details. Come check out this film. Eric and I did a very passionate episode about it last month. And it'll be an awesome opportunity to meet up with you guys and discuss the film, and I think you'll all have a lot of fun. But one more time, my name is Phil Smith, a.k.a. Phil the Filipino. Thank you for checking out the August edition of Netflix and Phil. Do not forget, you can catch new episodes every Monday and Wednesday, and all you gotta do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming?
Wait for it.
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino?
Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it.
This is the Wait For It Podcast.